Shalom uvecha to all. Welcome back to Torah Mecha Haftor with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Hartz, and today we'll be studying the Haftor of Machar Chodesh. So the upcoming parsha is Parshas Bamidbar. Bamidbar is always read Erev Chag HaShavuos, but since the day after Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we have a special Haftorah when Rosh Chodesh falls the day after Shabbos. We read the Haftorah called Machar Chodesh. Machar Chodesh Haftorah is found in Sefer Shmua Aleph, Parak Chaf, Psukim Yod through members. It's a very, very beautiful, emotional, and powerful narrative that concerns the relationship between David and Yehonatan, and also David's need to escape and to understand that Shaul really wants to kill him. So we know that Shaul has been told that he will be dethroned because of the disaster that he did with Amalek and Agag, which we learned about previously in the Haftorah. The parak here starts in the middle of the parak. The problem is that David needs to know, does Shaul really want to kill him? Is his life in danger? Does he need to escape? So David and Yehonatan, Shaul's son, devise a plan where they will figure out if Shaul intends to kill David. Melach Shmuel Aleph Parachov Pasuk Yod Ches. Vayomer lo Yehonasan. Yehonasan says to David, Machar Chodesh, which is why the Torah is called Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Now, in the times of the Jewish kings, Machar Chodesh, I'm sorry, in the times of the monarchy in ancient temple and biblical times, the Rosh Chodesh Suda was a very large feast. It was an official gathering. There were key figures of Malchus who attended there. It wasn't like, I don't know, some people today do mark it with something other than challah and special tefillah. Some people don't mark it, but there was a very big feast and an official su'uda for the king and the officials. Vayomer lo Yehonasan. So Yehonasan says to David, Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. V'nifkadata ki paked moshevech. They come up with a plan that David will not attend the Rosh Chodesh su'uda of the king. Now, why would David's absence be noted from the king's su'uda, King Shaul? Because first of all, David was a senior officer in Shaul's army. He was a constant presence in the king's court. He was very important, but also, of course, he was married to Shaul's daughter, Michal. So he's not only part of the royal family, but he is married to Michal, the princess, and he's a senior officer. So if he is missing from the Rosh Chodesh Seuda, it will be noticeable. V'shishalta teireid ma'od, uvas al makom nesher nistarta sham b'yam ha'maisa. Yehonasan is still speaking to David. Wait 3 days, lay low. Come to the place where you have hid previously. So Yehonasan says to David, we're going to wait 3 days. Rosh Chodesh Suda on day one. Rosh Chodesh Suda, Rosh Chodesh was often marked as a two-day festival, day two. And on the third day, there's going to be a special sign. You will wait in this field behind a certain stone, Evan Ha'azel. For those, forget that. Three is very important. For those of you who are going to learn Malachim Aleph with me and Nachyomi, you'll hear why three is, you'll hear about a lot of examples of three. Here we have more examples of three. And I, Yehonasan, will go into the field. I'll shoot three arrows to the side of the stone. As if I'm shooting for a target. I'm going to do target practice. And I'm going to be, of course, with a lad, Anar. And behold, I will send a lad to go collect the arrows. And David is going to be hiding in a place where he'll be able to hear Yehonasan. And Yehonasan says, if I say to the lad, Hine achitzi mincha, v'heina kechana, avo kishalom lecha, if I say to the lad, oh, the arrows are close, they're on this side of you, close to me, Yehonasan, and on this side of you, then this is a sign, King David, that you can take them, there's going to be peace. V'ein davar chai Hashem, there is no concern as long as Hashem lives. Yehonatan takes an oath. If he shoots the arrows to this side of the lad, meaning between Yehonasan and the lad, the arrows are close, David can live. The imko omar la'alam hine echitzimim chavahala leich kishilach uchazem. But if I say to the youth, behold, go get the arrows, they're far away from you, they're on the other side, the far side of you, it's a sign, King David, that Hashem, that David, he's not yet the king, is sending you away. Va'davar shadibarnu aniva ato, Yehonasan says, this matter that we have spoken between me and you, no one else has to know about it, hine Hashem beinu veincha ad olam, Hashem is between me and between you forever. Va'yishoser David besod. That David does what Yehonatan suggests. He hides in the field. Rosh Chodesh. And the king sits to have his feast. The king has a special seat. He sits where he always sits, next to the wall. And Steindelt in the VM notes, why does he sit next to the wall? Either for comfort or due to security considerations. If you're by the wall, no one could come up behind you, you know, with a dagger. But Yalkam Yohonasan, Yohonasan gets up, and he sits, where is he supposed to sit? Next to Shaul. But Yeshiv Avner Mitzad Shaul. And Avner Ben Ner, Shaul's general, is sitting next to Shaul. So you have Shaul, you have an Avner Ben Ner, you have Yohonasan, Vayifakeid Makom David. And they take note. David is remembered, but he's not there. Below Dibre Shaul Ma'uma Bayamu, Shaul does not say anything. Ki Amar, because Shaul thinks to himself, oh, Mikrahu, Bilti Taharhu, Kilo Tahar. It must be that this is just Mikra, coincidental. David must not be purified. If he's not richly purified, this is so relevant, of course, not in our times, but in biblical times and the times of the Beit HaMikdash. If he's not Tar, he can't come and sit on our Rosh Chodesh festival. It must be tonight, but make himself Tar. We'll see him tomorrow, day two of Rosh Chodesh. Vahimi Machor Sechor. Oh, but the next day, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, David's still not there. The king says to Yehonasan, Beno, his son, Madua lo ba ben Yishai, look how he refers to him. How come Ben Yishai has not come? Gam tmol, gam hayom alechem. He didn't come yesterday, he didn't come today. What's going on? Why is he not here to eat bread at our meal? Oh, so Yehonasan says to Shaul, his father, Nishal David mi'imedi ad beisechem. David asked my permission. He didn't escape from the king. Yohanan is being the prince, has authority of the monarch to give permission. He tells his father, which is of course not true, David asked me permission to go to Beis Lechem. Why does he want to go to Beis Lechem? Because he told me, he asked permission to go. He says, my family is having a feast in the city of Beis Lechem. My brother commanded me to come to be with the family. And therefore, if I, David, have found favor in your eyes, Yohanan, imal tana, please let me, it really means please let me escape, which is like quite an allusion to what David's going to need to do. Ve'era asachai, I'll go see my brothers by their feast. Al king, therefore, Yehonatan says to Shaul the king, lo ba al shulchan mech. That's why David's not here. Shaul understands very well what is happening here. Vayicha av Shaul be Yehonatan. The wrath of Shaul flared at Yehonatan. Vayomer lo. Shaul is very angry at his son, of course, because he's very angry at David. Vayomer lo, because he understands. He's never been told that David is going to take the machus, but he, through intuition and certain signs, understands what's happening here. Vayomer lo. Shaul says to Yehonasan, Ben Na'avas Hamardus, Halo Yadati ki bocher ata leben Yishai, levashtecha, son of a perverse, rebellious woman. Do I not know that you have chosen the son of Yishai? To your embarrassment, to your shame, levashtecha, to your own busha, ulevoshas ervas imecha, and you bring shame upon the nakedness of your mother. Ki kol yamim asher ben Yishai chal adama lo tikon ata umechasecha. Do you not understand, Yonasan, that all the days that ben Yishai lives upon this earth, meaning as long as David is alive, your malchus will not be established? What are you doing, choosing his side? Va'at, and now shlach the kachoso elai ki ben mavasu. Shaul declares that David is Chayiv Misa by the king. Bring him to me. He is a son of death. Vayan Yehonasan al Shaul. Look how brave Yehonasan is. Well, Shaul Aviv Yehonasan answers his father. Vayomer lav lama yumas ma asa. Yehonasan says to his father, why does he have to die? What did he do? Vayatosha asachani solav lahakoso pasuk lama gimel. Wow. Shaul casts his spear against his son to strike him. Now, he doesn't really want to kill him, but he wants to show he means business. But Yehonasan understands. Vayeda Yehonasan ki kalahi me'im aviv lahamis es David. And Yehonasan understands that his father has decided to put King David to death. Vayakam Yehonasan minim shocha. Now he used to go to David, remember, after the second day of Rosh Chodesh festival and do this special sign with the arrows. Yehonasan gets up from the shocham b'chari af. He's so angry. Ve'lo alcha b'yam echodesh o'sheni lechem ki na'etzav el David ki hichlimo aviv. Yehonasan is so upset. He doesn't eat anything by the suit of the second day of Rosh Chodesh. He's very sad for King David, and he understands that his father really humiliated him. Just like he's supposed to do, it was in the morning. Yehonasan goes out to the field. Lomoi David, at the appointed time that he told King David, not King David, the appointed time he told David, Vinar Katonima, a small lad was with him. In other words, not only was he perhaps young, we don't know, young, not young, but small, meaning he doesn't understand what's going on. He just thinks that the prince is going out to shoot arrows in the field, and he's the servant who will collect the arrows. Vayomer lena'aro, and Yehonasan says to his lad, Roots! Goran mitzana es hachitzim asher no chimora pasuk lamed vav. Run, go find the arrows that I am shooting. Hanar rots, the lad runs. Vehu, oh, I lost my pace. Sorry. Vehu yara hachitzi lavira. Oh, Yehonasan shoots the arrows very far to go beyond the na'ar. past the nar. What's the sign? That's a sign to David. He has to run away. Vayavo nar an makom echitzi asher yar Yehonasan. And the nar runs and he gets to the place of the arrow that Yehonasan shot. Vayikro Yehonasan erechrei nar. Vayomer halo hachitzi mimcha vehalo. Ah, Yehonasan calls out. David is hiding within earshot and he calls out and he says, is the arrow not beyond you? It went past you. Vayikro Yehonasan erechrei nar mehera. Chush al tamod. Vayilakeit nar Yehonasan asachitzi atachitzi vayavo. Jonathan says to the lad, quickly, go get the arrows. And the lad goes quickly, he gathers the arrows. He comes back with the arrows to his master. The nar totally knows nothing. He doesn't know that he's part of a scheme here. A secret message. He just thinks the prince is shooting arrows. Ach Yehonasan veDavid yadu asadavra. Of course, only Yehonasan and David know what's really happening here. Vayitein Yehonasan as Caleb el anar asher lo vayomer lo leich haveir. Yehonasan says, "You're my servant. Servants don't ask questions. Take my Caleb, my bow, my arrow, my archery equipment. Go back and bring them back to the city. Take them back to my lodging. Take them back to my palace. Leave me." Two psukim left. Hanar ba, the lad leaves because the prince commanded him to go. V'David kam me'etza ha'nega v'yipol ha'ap of arza v'yishtachu shalosh pa'amim. Here's another three. I speak about the importance of three, like I mentioned in a number of prakim and malachim aleph. And that three is a very important and significant number. If you pay attention, you're going to start to notice it everywhere. Three is a number of geula. Three is a number of clarity. Shalosh avos. Three is a foundational number. Anyway, the nar leaves and David gets up from his hiding place and he falls down to his face. He bows down three times before Yehonasan and he's grateful. He understands Shaul wants to kill him. Yishku ishas re'ehu. You see here the truth of the tenacity of this relationship and this deep, deep friendship. We know a Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos call. Will not remain and will not endure, but ahava she'eino tulia bedaver will endure forever. And that is the love of David and Yehonasan, irrespective of objectives or personal gain or desires for greatness. It's a true love. L'shem shemayim. Vayishku ishas re'ehu. Each man kissed his friend. Vayivchu ishas re'ehu. Ad David higdil. They were crying. They were both crying. And the cries of David were even greater than the cries of Yehonasan. Last pasuk. Vayomer Yehonasan. Ad David leichasham. Goodbye. Goodbye, my chaver. Goodbye, my yedid. Leave. Yehonasan says to David, God a peace, asher nishpanu shneinu anachnu b'shem Hashem leimer, Hashem ye beinu veinecho bein zari bein zarecha ad olam. We have taken an oath between us in the name of God, saying Hashem will be between me and between you, between my seed and your seed forever. And that's the end of the Haftarah. It's a beautiful Haftarah, a very powerful, dramatic, emotional, full of emotion and intrigue and a lot of happening. But what does it have to do with Rosh Chodesh? So you could say, oh yeah, because it's Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. That's what Yehonasan says to David. You're going to be absent from the Suda. That's it. So because it says Machar Chodesh, so therefore we read this on the Shabbat that precedes Rosh Chodesh. So I was thinking the following. The moon waxes and wanes. We know that. And we are a lunar calendar. The first national mitzvah given to Kaiser when we were still a Mitzrayim, Shemos, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud, Beis, Pesukim, Avdu, Beis, was Rosh Chodesh. We're not a solar people. The sun is always one size. We know scientifically the moon is also only one size. But it appears to wax and wane. And I was thinking that perhaps the love between David and Yehonasan and this narrative of Nevi'im that is specifically emblematic of Shabbat when Rosh Chodesh follows it is an analogy of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are represented in the love of David and Yehonasan. How? Sometimes, especially in Galus, right? David understands he has to run away. He has to go into exile. He has to remain hidden. Shaul wants to kill him. And we feel distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in exile. We don't understand things that happen when Hashem is distant from us. When Hashem is hiding, the Elam, Olam. When we are in exile, when we're running away for our lives, we see the anti-Semitism around the earth. Since October 7th, Hashem Yinkom Damam of the Kedoshim, Mitorim, Shemasru, Nefshim, HaKiz Hashem. We see what's happening in the earth. And Galus is synonymous with darkness, with the Elam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah hidden from us. We don't understand. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu really embraces us. And he says, just like the moon is very small, and sometimes you can't see the light. When Avram Avinu, by the Brisbane of Sarim, felt a sense of tremendous darkness. The sun set before he had the vision of the covenant between the pieces, and it was very dark. Chazal say, a deep, heavy, thick darkness fell upon Abram. That was the Arba Golios. Abram saw a vision of the four exiles. Darkness is synonymous with exile. Sometimes the moon seems to disappear. You can't even see it. It's dark. Where's the Kosh Baruch Hu? Vayaros ha-makom me-rechok. It says about Avram by that Kedah. Sometimes Hashem seems to be far away from us. But we have to take a chizuk and a reminder that the first national mitzvah is Rosh Chodesh. Hashem entrusted to us, not just because he gave us the gift of time. He gives us an enduring promise that even when the light of the Shekhinah seems hidden, it will always shine once again. And perhaps that's the final embrace and the kiss. They're crying, because they know that distance is so hard. And Klal Yisrael cries when we have to go into exile. And the Shekhinah cries when we have to go into exile. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I'm always going to be with you. I'm always going to embrace you. When teachers came in to destroy the Bein HaMikdash, the Kruvim and the Aron Kodesh were embracing each other. Because Hashem says, even in times of distance, I love you. And perhaps that's the last pasuk. We have taken an oath. Asher Nishbanu Shneinu. We have taken an oath, Anachnu b'shem Hashem. God takes an oath in His name. We take an oath in Hashem's name. Lemar, Hashem yeh beinu uveinarech. Hashem will always be between us. Ubein zari ubein zarech. Hashem will always be with the seed of Am Yisrael ad olam, forever and ever. And even in the times of darkness, when the moon is hidden, we have to remember, Kosh Baruch Hu loves us. The ultimate geula will come. The light will once again shine. V'zarech Hashemesh. And on that day, great day, Kimitzi and Teisei Torah, Dvar Hashem, Yerushalayim, Be'ezrat Hashem, the glory of Malchus Beis David will be revealed once again for all. Thank you so much, everybody, for learning with me. Have a wonderful day, and Shabbat Shalom, Be'ezrat Hashem, Kol Tov.